Hi, my name is Kim. You're listening to Historia.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome again to another episode of Historia Podcast. And tonight we have Mr. Nimitz Martin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, what's up? Hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
All right, I'm doing great. Doing well. Just finished doing my work, and I've been chilling out for quite a while now, just a few hours.
Nice.
All right, what about you?
This week has been really crazy, man. I had Thursday. Like from Monday to Thursday, like it was just pretty nonstop. Like an average sleep time about like maybe 4 or 5 hours, and then work, and then I'll go home and then do some family work and then go sleep.
Right. It's, you know, weekdays and sometimes even weekends have been very busy for both of us. So What I want to begin for my listeners is to have you introduce yourself. So please tell us where you're from and what you're currently working on today.
My name is Nimitz Martin. I'm from Cebu, Philippines. So I'm Bisaya, but I left like 20 years ago from Philippines. And then right now I'm in San Diego, California. So shout out whoever's in San Diego who's watching. There's a lot of Filipinos here, by the way. But I'm here because of work. But I'm from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
The desert state. Like I love the desert. Yeah, I'm in San Diego. I'm working in government. I'm actually U.S. military.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm actually U.S. military working. I have been in for going 15 years now. Yeah, it's been a while now.
Impressive.
Yeah, I'm almost done though. 20 more years and I'm done. I work in supply, pretty much logistic. I also co-own online radio, Filipino Music Central.
Yes. All right. It's really hard for a person to go to a military, you know, undergoing what they just from the training and all those day-to-day tasks, right? I could say I had this uncle, U.S. Navy, and it's... Okay. Yeah, one of my friends is also U.S. Army, so they've shared some of their tasks, you know, what they do in training, and I can't really imagine what you've gone through, for sure. So, yeah. Incredibly difficult. Now, what is the day-to-day life of Nimitz Martin? Right? Like, what do you usually do on a day-to-day basis, you know, with your online radio and serving the military?
Let's start with the military. So early morning, it's really hard to get to the base. If you get to the gate or at 6 or even like later than 6 a.m., it's going to be real traffic. And it's hard to find a parking spot because it's very limited. So it has to be early. You have to be in there early, around like 5. No later than like 5:30, you should be fine. But so I wake up early, go to work early. Well, like, let me get back. When I get to the base, I just hang out in my car because work doesn't start until literally like 7, but I need to be at work before that. I have a daily tasker. I make that before I end the day. So the previous day, I already have that set up. So that way, you know, I don't have to scramble. But the thing about military, though, is like something would pop up, man. You would have a plan and then something would pop up. So like whatever plan you have, that goes out of the window. This is priority. This is priority. We need to do this first. I was like, man, okay, there goes my plan, man. Because I mean, if you plan it right, you could manage the time and then you could leave like in a decent amount of time, right? But when something comes out coming from the top, it changed the flow of the day. So I have a daily tasker set up. Meetings, I didn't know why everybody has something to say. That's all. Like one person would say something, they would do this. I'd like to piggyback of what they're saying. It's like the dude already said what needs to be done. Why are you keep talking to us, man? So this could go on until like maybe 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Depends. is becoming redundant, man. Like,
oh my god. And given that you're in the military, you have to be quick. You know, you have to be snappy with the task that they're giving you, right?
Yeah, like what I said earlier. Sometimes, for most of the time, something come out. That's why you need to change your game plan for that. So meeting, and then you do whatever daily task you do in the day, and then lunch, obviously lunch. And sometimes if you're on the, say like in the Navy, like if you're on the ship, sometimes you just eat 5 minutes and then you go back to work. There's no break, man. Sometimes there's no break at all, but sometimes they do though. So it really varies the day.
Amazing.
Sometimes it's pretty slow. Sometimes it's hectic. Just like the other day, like Thursday, right? So I was working pretty much in the morning. I went to lunch and I didn't know that I had to do something that I got blindsided for something. So I went to lunch and I had to eat quick and then I had to do something while during lunchtime. Okay, this is during lunchtime. And then we had to do a drill for about like an hour. So that cuts off the whatever I was working, because I wasn't even finished yet, the one I was working through lunchtime. So that cuts off like about an hour. I came back to where I need to be. And then I couldn't work because there was some people working the space where I was about to work, where I was working at lunchtime. So that's another hour. That's 2 hours, man. That's two hours right there. Like I could not. So from like around like 12:30, I couldn't even start almost like 3 in the afternoon, or 1500. They call it 1500. And I was working all the way towards dinner. That's my afternoon right there, man. Like after dinner, I thought, okay, I'm done. I should be chill for the night. No, they had me do something. I didn't get done until almost 8, from 5 to 8. Yeah, that's kind of my life. Right?
Whoa.
And I had to wake up early around 12 in the midnight because I had to stand watch. When you say stand watch, like you have to pretty much guard wherever your installation is at.
Right. You have to be alert at all times, you know, when you serve in the military. And one more thing about eating or taking your break for 5 minutes. I think a lot of Filipinos can do that. I think that's where many Filipinos would shine.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of Filipinos here. Like a lot of Filipinos. Yeah.
And about the traffic, so it's pretty much like Manila type, right? Because you have to go through such traffic and it will take a while.
Yeah. It's very congested. Like rush hour, it's very congested.
Gosh.
Yeah. Like, you're better off like calling in. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna be late, man. You gotta get chewed out because you're late. And they get tell you, well, that's poor planning. You should already plan like ahead of time that it's gonna be traffic. So yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's super awesome. Now I want to go with your origin story. Like, I see that you're in the U.S. now. You know, you're doing your job as both public servant and as well as program director at the same time for online radio. So what motivated you to take such steps getting from point A to point B? You're from military, and then how did you get into online radio?
Okay. First, online radios right now, well, besides the networks, like, you know, those big networks, pretty much like a hobby, but we take it so seriously. For where I'm at, it's really serious because a lot of bigger networks,
yes,
they do take a peek on online radios.
Oh. You know,
when they say local radios, no, everybody right now is going online.
Correct.
Like everybody. I was talking to my buddy, June. We talked about this 2 years ago. Before I started the FMC, we talk about it. It's like, hey, man, those local radios like Wish, like Love Radio, or whatever radio, right? They're going to go online, man. Everybody's going to go online. Like local, yes, because local, they need to make money. That's how they make money. But everything right now is like online. Okay, so how did I get to this? Is it started as a hobby back in 2012, 2013. I was still about 8 years into the military. Like, remember the chat app, IRC?
IRC.
MIRC. It's basically
I forgot now.
Basically, it's a, like a chat app, right? So there was times where they were playing, right? This guy, so like, hey man, we're gonna listen to this radio. I was like, okay, and then one of them were like DJs, like what? And then when I started listening, so if they can do it, I can do it, but I didn't know how to do it. So they taught me. There were some softwares that showed me how to do it, and then from there on, I didn't know how to say that in English. Hausau or no, barabara or whatever they call it. Like it's just it's not good radio. It's not good radio, not in English. But that's where I started though. I got my foot on where it needs to be, but I just need to adjust where how I'm good at. So I try to emulate actual radios to speak, how to ad lib, how to break, how to stinger, all that stuff, right? I'm still amateur. You know, I'm trying to differentiate myself from the others because the others, they're no good. On and off because of my work, because back in 2014 till 2016, I was overseas. I was actually in Philippines, man, those times.
Nice.
Yeah, I was in Subic. I was on and off. I always go in Subic, but it feels weird. I was there. So I couldn't really do anything. Then came back to the States, and then I resume again. And then I met my buddy June. He was a former program director and one of the GMAs. He's actually like a newscaster, but he became a program director for the news segment. I'm not sure which one, but I know he has a background. He's like over 30 years background of this, 20, 30 years. Amazing. And then we created it. Like, he's the one guiding it. They just put me as a figurehead, but me and him got it together.
All right, so there we go. Just want a quick mention about GMA for those listeners who don't know what GMA is. It's not Good Morning America.
No, it's not
a show, Good Morning America, but it's a top company, broadcasting company here in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Greater Arts Media Incorporated, so one of the top. Probably the top most.
Yeah. The other one is gone. We can't speak that. The other one's gone, baka. They might close us down. They might close the Historia down if we say something about that. It's a company we can't speak of.
Gosh. All right. Oh my bad. But just a trivia. Doesn't matter. Anyway, let's just get into it. So, online radio, how different is the format compared to traditional radio? What's the edge of?
The edge is you could broadcast everywhere if you want to be. So there's times you can even broadcast through your cell phone, man. There's like app. I think they call it MediaCast or Broadcast Yourself app. I'm not sure if they're in both iOS or Play Store. I know in Play Store there is, but I'm not sure about the iOS. But yeah, you could do that. Like it broadcasts pretty much everywhere around the globe. And then the one in the local show, the traditional one, they make money from commercial, but they had to pay royalty.
Yes.
Vice the online radios, as long as you didn't make money, you could play music for entertainment, right? Because you're not making money out of it. As long as you didn't make money, because you could get in trouble for that. Yeah, you get in trouble for that. But the jocks, we call it, you know, the jocks is pretty much anyone can be a jock. For FMC though, my jocks, half of them are PWs, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
You know, yeah, like me, I'm still impressed how they do it. I want to see how they do it because they're like, there's a bunch of them, majority of them in the Philippines right now. I have one in Canada, but they're like PWs, even like visually impaired. It's kind of hard to do it.
Yes. Just imagining how those people are in your community, it's just empowering, right? Mm-hmm. You're also lifting it up like other people. Being PWD is already a hard situation, and I really admire doing that, and also those individuals who really took a big step in their career, in their lives, you know, doing those kinds of tasks. It's a huge challenge, and they made it. So,
yeah, it was wonderful. Sometimes they get scouted by local radios.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's one of our goals, really. We try to train them. We might not be like on traditional radio, but because of the guidance of my buddy, we run like a traditional radio. We have a certain sequence guidance of how to go ad lib, when to play, what to play, and etc. Like if you go listen to other radios, it's a hobby for them. It's just to kill time for them. Ours, we take it so seriously. Like we put a lot of money and effort in this though.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's even more than a full-time job, right? Like,
I want to when I retire, maybe.
Yeah, it's really hard, right?
Yeah.
For example, like me doing this podcast, you know, I'm pretty much doing it like a full-time job.
It's something like that, man.
Right, because doing the content every day. I mean, I release content every week, but at the same time, I do my social media posts every day across all different platforms. So it's really hard task to do that, and aside from those tasks, you have to engage with the community around you. So it really, that significant amount of time. I'm sure, it's
You need a team for that, man. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, right. So right now, I'm actually a one man team, and if things were fortunate for me, I mean, if I can take a little step bigger, I have the opportunity to do that, then I'll definitely expand and add people to my team for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But as the way things are going now, I'm pretty much a one-man team and I have to do everything on my own for now. Yeah.
For now, yeah. Yeah, that's what we did before. We were pretty unknown in the sea of many online radios. We're just another face, right? But the way we did is like we did not let up our standards. Because a lot of online radios, they invite people. Invite another broadcaster from different stations. Hey, we'll play here just to follow, whatever. Because a lot of these jockeys, online radios, I'm not talking about the local ones. I'm sure local ones maybe, but there's a lot of followers, right? If you grab one of them, put it in your radio, then you have listeners to your radio, right?
Yes.
But the bad thing about that, though, is like the said station, it's not really a building the brand. You're building your brand as far as like the name of your station. That's one of our goals. We are building a brand. So we did not let up our standards. So we didn't do that. We produced. We produced said the PWs, right? They come to us because we always say open to anybody. We're open to me. We don't discriminate. Nothing. Just like if you could hold a cell phone, yes, go ahead. And then even if you have a cell phone, we'll teach you how to do it. We will teach you how to attack the microphone, everything. So that's what happened. So that's why a lot of our staff, our PWs, they came here. We produced a lot of talents. And now, like, every time you listen, everything's uniformed.
Fantastic.
Because
I can definitely say that collaborations are a core part of brand building, right? And instead of choosing, you know, just these already broadcasters with the name you chose with, you know, a different style of building your brand. It's still collaboration.
Yep, it is.
With a different kind of people. So
yeah, my
that's fantastic.
My issue about it though is, yes, there's people that's known or well known, but the bad thing about it is when you come to us, we have expectations. We expect you to do a certain sequence to follow because that's how our brand is.
Yes.
I'm not going to bend for somebody. It's not from my station. Yeah, we'll do this, but I can only do this. Well, bro, we're not going to do that. Where you're not going to be able to go on air for us. Yeah, so it's very rigid structure for us. But I think it's working because now, because of that, slowly, what you are right now, like slowly you're going up.
Because
you have to stick to the principle. Because there's some like broadcasters, they just don't know how to stop talking. like they don't know how to take a break. They don't know, especially their topics are very, they're just not friendly, radio friendly. Because I always tell my guys, every time you go on air, listen or think about if your family is listening to you. Oh. Would you really say something like that while your family is like... So, I mean, yeah, you could talk about like some what's going on, but it's you just have to be careful.
Yes. So instead of these people following these rules, they tend to go with their own style.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so it's something like that. Well, that's one disadvantage from, yeah.
Yeah, this is why nobody wants to guest with us. Well, I mean, they're always welcome, but you have to follow what we. That's why what I mean. There's nothing.
As a brand,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, for 2 years now, because we're going 2 years now. Like nobody, I don't remember like somebody asking if they could try. Well, they did try, and then once we tell them, okay, you have to go through a certain. There's a main airtime, and there's like a test broadcast or air checking. When we air check those guys, okay. We need to adjust this. We need to adjust your voice, or your voice is kind of like squeaky, or like your attack doesn't have energy. You do not all that.
Yeah, so it's kind of an elimination process, like screening process.
Yeah, yeah, we always do that, man. Like we have. There's times like there's like six people. Okay, six people. That's a lot of people, and then we have to make time, and then it takes time. It takes about a month or two at the most. Just to go through that, and then we always tell them like, yeah, just because you're done doesn't mean you're done. We're still learning, just like what we're doing in podcasts. We're still learning, never stop. Right?
So, correct. So it's a learning process. The steep learning curve there, yeah, it never ends for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I did a quick Google search, and one of the tasks of a program director is. You have to be a motivator for your staff, for the people around you, for the members of your team. Now, in your experience, when do you need to encourage somebody to accomplish their tasks? How would you encourage them, or how would you motivate them?
So a lot of, or besides June and maybe Nunoy, because my assistant, station manager, Nunoy, he works for Veritas. I'm sure you heard about him, right? Veritas Radio. In Manila or Tondo around that area.
Yeah, I've heard of the name. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a local radio, but it's professional radios. All right, so a lot of my staff are amateur, including me. I consider myself an amateur, but I could see because of my background as in military, I could see how I would manage people. You motivate, you lead people. For the people to work, I always make sure that they're happy. That's how, to me, okay, just in my opinion, if you have a happy staff, things get done. Okay, it works. 9 out of 10, it will work. I've never been in an organization where you're happy and everybody, but work doesn't get done. That's very rare. How do I motivate them? Sometimes I challenge them. Lately, I've been challenging them to do an impromptu newscasting.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, just online radio is just not like DJs, man. We do news. It's called Balita Tanghali. We do that. We used to do Balita Sa Umaga, which is news in the morning, and then news in the afternoon, noontime. I asked them to be a correspondent in the local area. So what's happening to your local area? Just send a voice message or record it and send it to us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just say what you see. Try to picture it. We're trying to create a powerful radio here. What I was trying to do is say what you see. So you have to paint the picture.
Right.
Yeah. So right.
It's in radio, there's no video.
It's not visual. It's not visual. It's all about your voice. So you have to picture it the way you speak it. So sometimes they don't I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, no, you can do it, man. Like, just be natural. You don't have to be formal about it. Just say it, man.
Sometimes it will be awkward.
Yeah, I have a lot of staff from different countries. Like I have one in Hong Kong. Okay, like say what you see there. Like what's going on in the local area. You know, what's going on with the local OFWs. Because we have a bunch of OFW listeners. So they could relate to what we're doing. Because they get homesick and whatnot because we don't know what's going on there locally. So that's why it's a challenge for them. And then and eventually they open up and then they start doing it. Sometimes we feature those. Sometimes we feature those on our newscast.
Wow.
I was like, I always just encourage them. You can do it. Don't worry. We believe in you. I believe in you personally. I believe in them. So there's only so much I can do because, you know, COVID and the distance.
Oh, my. So it's really heartwarming how you encourage them to push them beyond their limits. Well, that's what military does, right?
Yeah.
They would definitely, in military, I would say that they would almost treat you as a human, right?
They'll yank you from your comfort zone.
Yeah, correct. It's really hard to ask for sure, motivating them, but there are actually boundaries to that.
Yeah. There's only so much I can do. If they can't really do it, it's like, that's fine. We'll talk about it later. Like, not right now, because, like, you know, I don't know, they may be emotional. There might be something wrong, like, on the background, their family, whatever. I don't know. I'm not going to keep pushing. I'll just wait until, like, it cools down.
Oh, wow. Waiting for their time to come, it's like,
you know. Yeah, so working with the PWs, though, you have to be patient, man. You have to be patient. I have so much things I want them to do, but one at a time, though. Like, just be patient. We're going to get there, okay? It's a work in progress, so.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so military, public service, I want to go that part. So when you hear the word public service or you hear the word public servant, my mind usually automatically thinks that, oh, he works for the government or he works for as a politician or somebody or an admin or whatever. So my question to you is, how do you become a public servant without working the government?
What you can do in military, there's a lot of contractors. You get contracted. And by default, when you're contracted to government, by default, you became a public servant because you're supporting it. You're supporting the mission. A lot of us veterans-owned companies, instead of when they retire, they create their own business. Business that in some ways would support
the government. The
same organization he just left, or this person just left.
Oh.
Yeah. And then if you think about it, though, yes, kind of public servant because you're supporting.
Okay, so that makes me add some of it. Public service is not just government. For me, my personal opinion for this or my personal view in this is public service doesn't need to be at the government.
No,
you in your own way, you can be a public servant by giving value to people.
Yeah, and value in your community.
Yes, you're valuing your community, you know, providing them a reliable source of information. Mm-hmm. At least from my perspective, when I do this podcast, in a way, this is also a public service.
Giving the information.
And also, you as a program director for an online radio, who's catering on PWD communities, right? It's also public service.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's targeting specific people, for sure.
I didn't even think about that, though, man. That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Yes.
We just do it. You know, we just do it.
Right. It's just the job that you do that helps the people, that benefits people. I think, to me, that's already public service. Yeah. So that brings me to my next question, which is, you know, being a public servant, what does service mean to you?
What does the service?
Yes, the word service. What does it
mean? Sacrifices. You sacrifice your own time, your family time, to better the community, the nation, in a way, for us, everybody. Like being in the service, they call it the service. Instead of being a military, they will say, hey, you're in the service, right? It takes a lot of sacrifices. A lot of people's relationship got ruined because of this.
Yes.
So it takes a lot of sacrifices for both ends, home front and war front.
Right.
Yeah. It's just sacrifice, man. Like the service is sacrifice for your family and for your nation.
Right.
Like, there's no more. That's hard.
For sure. Like, I couldn't imagine how difficult it is. You fighting on both sides.
Basically, yeah.
Your inner circles, you're fighting for inner circles, right? And also fighting for a nation, you know, defending the people, the public, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't imagine. It's just hard to imagine how much sacrifices that you have to do. And sometimes people would go insane just for that, right?
Yeah, true. So this, I have, it's gonna go dark. This is gonna, this from light to dark right away, okay? This is gonna, all right, I'm not gonna, a lot. I could speak for the Navy side, but a lot of those guys, they attempted to hurt themselves because they couldn't cope the pressure away from the family. Imagine, bro, imagine this. If you're from the East Coast and you get stationed here, San Diego or whatever in East Coast, or you're stationed in Hawaii, Japan, whatever, and you miss your family. It's just like any OFWs. Just think about it. Like, you're like OFW. Yeah. Basically, the stress of work, sometimes the demand of the work. Me, myself, my division, where I work right now, is supposed to be run by the workload, not just the work, but the workload is supposed to be run by maybe 7-8 people. Guess what? There's only 3 of us.
Oh, gosh. Right.
And they demand it to get done. So, okay, whatever. To me, I just don't try to finish as much because I'm not going to burn myself out. I'm just telling you that right now. But a lot of people, though, could not cope the pressure of away from the family. The pressure of work and the loneliness, the depression, and they try to hurt themselves. Sometimes people says they could through with it. I know personally somebody who did it.
Oh, and right.
Not too long ago. And then just like a few days ago, actually, one of my, I still remember this kid, one of my three texted his supervisor, "Hey man, I'm going to do this." It's like, what? So they rushed to them.
Oh gosh, yeah, I'm so sorry for the loss, bro.
It's very tough, man. Especially for these new kids. It's very tough. Me, I get frustrated, I cuss out, and then I move along. I'm in autopilot right now because I can see the light on the end of the tunnel. I can see it. I'm not gonna know.
Yes, I'm happy.
I've everything all.
Yes, and I think the online radio played a big role in that. Right.
Yeah, that's my outlet. My wife is very supporting about it. She said, "Oh, you're gonna go stream." I said, "No, but I'll make sure that everything is like go straight to it." Yeah. So, but yeah, man, it's pretty tough.
Yes, and not only that, I would mention military people what they're going through after wartime. For example, they would usually suffer PTSD.
Yeah,
if you don't know what PTSD is, that's a post-traumatic. I don't know what's the rest of it. It was something like that. Post-traumatic syndrome, yeah. Depression, yep. Whatever.
But, no, you're right.
Really? Okay. No, yeah, I got it.
Disorder, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They would just recall some memories of the, and then they can't control it. Yeah, it's really hard for sure.
Yeah, people like, I don't blame them. And then, no, I'm not going to criticize because I can't criticize the government.
Yes.
I think they could do better on supporting our the service members. I think they should do better.
And given all those challenges that you had and online radio being your outlet made you overcome the challenges that you have right now, what piece of advice or what tips can you give to those who are suffering with the same issue as yours or went through that type of scenario?
Okay. I've been away from my family for many years already. And then what keeps me going though is my family, man. Like, I just think about it. Like, if you're in a dark place, and this is like, I can attest to this. A lot of people go through a dark place. Their mindset's like, man, this is too much little time, too much work. You're stressed out. You're out of sea for many months. Yeah, you're burnt out. It's just my wife and my kids. Like, they keep me going, man. This is what I could tell you, okay? Those small temporary problems would just go away. Whatever you're going right now is just temporary. Suicide is a permanent solution for the problem. That's not the right way to do it. You're just not hurting yourself, but you're hurting the loved ones, man. It's no good.
Yeah, it's too cliche, man. But I want to emphasize this. When you commit suicide, when you commit these kinds of things, it adds burden to your family, you know.
Yeah, correct.
Not just emotionally, but also financially, especially if you're, you know, you're in a country like Philippines. The cost of burial or funeral services are way expensive. So it really adds to that problem as well. On the financial aspect, not only emotional, but also financially. So it's really hard, right? And not only that, people might add to that problem too. You know, it's
tough.
Just difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys are listening right now, if you guys are in that situation or in that place, there's always help though. Okay. There's always help. Phone a friend, a family, or you could even phone the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Like, you could always do that. There's always a lending ear to listen to you. Okay. With no judgment or anything like that. Because suicide is only, that's a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
And one more thing I could probably add to that is your experience with online radio. Mm-hmm. You went to go with your hobbies, to do what you love, to do what you were passionate about. So that's one way of coping up as well.
Yeah.
Go with your passions and all these.
Pick a hobby,
Yeah, pick a hobby. If you don't know what your hobby is, just try stuff, right?
You can be a podcaster.
Like anything, right? Indeed. like what I did. I tried podcasting and I really loved it. So here I am.
It's liberating, man. I'm telling you, it's liberating. Like being a podcaster. Yeah. I mean,
because it allows you to express yourself in a different way, on a non-conventional way. So
yeah, that's why I like podcasts. Compared to like radio, the only difference is I could pretty much say what I need to say on podcast.
That's right. Radio,
there's a limit you can say, you know, because you have a station manager that's looking at you. It's like WTF. Like,
one mistake and like, oh my God, what are you doing? Go back.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, like somebody's like monitoring you, and then when you do an air check later on, it's like, yeah, you made a mistake here. You shouldn't have even said that. I hope nobody like complains.
All right, so
well, let's go back to the thing, man. But so there's a lot of hobbies you could pick up.
Indeed, right now, given that you have this online radio for a couple of years, 8 years, almost a decade, it's too long, and you're super happy with your life right now. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you?
Like, personally happy? Yeah. I'm a 10. I'm with my family.
Yay! That's funny great.
Like, it's so depressing, man. I did feel the depression when I was away from my family. Can I talk real quick about this?
Sure.
My time. So, my first 5 years in the service, I was away maybe like 3.5 years out of it. That's just the first 5 years, okay? And then the next 3 years, I was with them, which is I was able to, decompress. I was able to recharge.
Recharge, yeah.
Right? Recharge. I was able to recharge, and I saw my kids growing up. Because imagine you did not see your kids like first birthday. I didn't see that, my youngest one. That's kind of suck. Then I went to overseas. I was gone for 2 years. I think I only been at home maybe twice in those 2 years. Now I went to Maine. I'm not sure where where Maine is, like northeast, close to Canada. I was there for a year, so I was away again from my family. Then when it came to here, San Diego, like my family, they were still in Arizona back then. They haven't moved here with me. So they were in Arizona. So every weekend I go home. I spend more time driving towards, it's about 5 hours driving to home and back. So I didn't really get to enjoy the company of my family. Now I'm here in San Diego and they're here in San Diego with me.
Yeah.
So every day, even though it's so stressful at work, but they're there. So I'm happy, man. Like, I could never ask for more.
Wow. So that's a perfect score. 10 out of 10. Yeah. Yes. All right. I'm very happy for you, bro, that you found the happiness, that you're enjoying it, 10 out of 10. So one more thing. Where can we find your online radio?
Oh, yeah. You can find me. www.filipinomc.com, or you could also tune in with us wherever you listen your mobile radio. See, this is a good thing about online radios, man. It's mobile though. You could yeah. Like, you know, iHeart, you could listen to MyTuner, you could listen to like TuneIn, pretty much wherever you, just like podcasts, wherever you listen, we're there.
Fantastic.
And also I have a podcast too.
Yeah. podcast,
right. I have a podcast, but it's more of a soapbox though. It's more of a soapbox. Like it's not, you can call it a podcast, but it's more of a soapbox. it's called That's It Now. Okay. The reason why I call That's It Now is like in military, I didn't know about it in Philippines because I haven't been in Philippines in a while and I haven't lived there long enough to know the slangs and all that. But, in military, when all the homeboys, we call it katropas, you know, all the homeboys get together and then we do something stupid and they say, oh man, that's it. Nah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Then. it's pretty stupid, man. But yeah, that's it's just a expression.
All right. So please follow Nimitz on his online radio station. Super awesome. There's a ton of music you can definitely enjoy. And also, where should we follow you in social media?
Just you can follow me at Twitter at Pinoy FMC. Because so funny thing is, I'm actually do the social media person because that's the only thing I can do. I can't go on air. So you know, I had to do my part. I do you could follow me at Twitter at Pinoy FMC. You could follow at IG at Pinoy FMC as well.
The same. Okay.
Yep, same.
Pinoy FMC handles for Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there we go. Thank you so much for being on Nimitz. I really appreciate your time and sharing your story with us. Please take care and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey, I'm glad you're here, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Awesome.